So broken hearts in Brazil. But what about in Germany? We reached Sebastian Christ in Berlin, where he watched the match.
I was meeting with some friends, and we were thinking about going outside, watching it in a fan area with a big screen where the transmission was shown to many, many people on the streets. But then we decided to watch the match in the living room of a friend, because we really didn't know how this whole thing would end. So we decided to go to this living room there, and we were sitting there, and after 10 minutes, I think, or something like that, and the first goal was scored by Müller, and that was the time when I was kind of happy. And then the second goal was scored by Klose, and I was even happier, and after the third goal, I couldn't believe what I see.
And what did you start to think once you get to number 4 and 5? It's just, I mean, we've never really seen this kind of thing before in a semifinal, have we?
Yes, of course. And I stopped thinking, honestly, because it was unbelievable. We couldn't believe what we were seeing there. We have expected, let's say, a 2-1 or something like that. It's pretty normal, and I think for a half final, it's okay. But a 7-1 against Brazil, yeah, it's a result like a World Cup 1954.
Well, Brazil was clearly not playing up to par yesterday. Did that make the win, the victory for Germany, a little like kind of stealing candy from a baby?
Yeah, it was really nasty to see all those fans there from Brazil. When we were watching them in TV, and they were crying, and it was really nasty. I felt a bit guilty, to be honest.
We all know Germany has a fantastic soccer team. That's a pretty standard thing for Germany. What does this victory mean, though, for the whole country?
We are still searching for words to explain that. The biggest tabloid here in Germany, they had this page 1 today, and they were just printing a huge photo of Müller, our striker, the German team, and they were printing only 2 words, and these words were without words. Yeah, so they had no headline. They had really no headline for this whole match, because they had no really words that were fitting for this whole thing that happened yesterday. I think many people here in Germany are today thinking about how this could happen yesterday, and they still can't believe it. But I think now most of the German people here, they believe that the German team will win the title, of course. That is the mood here.
For the next game, for the final, do you enter cautiously? You just keep up the confidence?
Yes, of course. I'm really confident that we will win the Cup this year. And at the moment, I think Germany proved with a half final that they are the strongest team in the tournament and the whole competition.
Sebastian Christ in Berlin, very happy for you and your winning Germans. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.